This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Have you checked the ingredients of the storable food that you're purchasing? That's the number one question. Today, I'm Mike Adams, a health ranger, a food scientist, and I am appalled at what I see across the storable foods industry with so many of these popular storable foods products that are just worse than prison food when it comes down to what they contain. We're talking about almost all GMOs, pesticides. We're talking about hydrolyzed proteins, autolyzed proteins, partially hydrogenated, genetically modified soybean oil and canola oil, corn syrup solids and corn derivatives from GMO corn, of course, such as maltodextrin and citric acid and so on. These are the base ingredients of most of the stored food products that I see selling really well across the industry. Easily tens of millions of dollars a month is what people are spending on this crap. And then on top of that, most of it is wildly, dishonestly promoted with false claims that it's all non-GMO, totally false claim that's routinely made by almost everybody, and that it has a 25-year shelf life, which is utterly false, fraudulent, deceptive advertising. These powdered food mixes, they legitimately have about a 2-year shelf life. And I know this because, of course, you know, I work with FDA inspectors and USDA inspectors and auditors and so on. We are GMP compliant in our own food manufacturing facility for the Health Ranger store. And look, I'm a food science guy. We know about food shelf life. We have a food shelf life testing machine, by the way, that does accelerated temperature shelf life testing that produces reports for the FDA. And what we know is that when you pulverize foods and have them as powdered foods, the shelf life is greatly diminished. It's only when you have whole foods like whole beans or whole rice or whole wheat berries that then they have a very long shelf life. And so while you can have a bucket of beans, or let's say a bucket of wheat, that bucket of wheat, if it's wheat berries, that could have a 20-year shelf life if it's stored in a cool place. That's not unreasonable. But if you grind it up into wheat flour and then mix it into some kind of a food mix and put it in a plastic bag like a food pouch, that's got a max 2-year shelf life. And yet, the companies that are making these products are falsely claiming 20 or 25-year shelf life when they know it's only a 2-year shelf life. It's fraud. And the reason that this matters is because it's a lot of the promoters of this are patriots and, you know, Trump supporters and conservatives and so on. And it's these people who are going to discover one day when the whole food supply shuts down and they're trying to survive on the food that they purchased, they're going to discover that it's crap food, that it doesn't support nutrition. It doesn't offer nourishment, that it isn't non-GMO. In fact, it's full of GMOs, and it's full of glyphosate, and it's full of pesticides. And it causes, perhaps, blood sugar imbalances because of the refined sugars and carbohydrates, the maltodextrin, the corn syrup solids, and so on. And they're going to find that this is not survival food, it's death food. You thought you were buying survival food, you ended up buying death food. Because survival food, by definition, should help keep you alive, right? It should help you survive. It should offer nourishment, maybe support your immune function, right? Support your cognitive function, alertness during times of extreme stress. But yet most of these storable foods are such garbage that they will only harm you. And this is why I have urged people to avoid those toxic ingredients. And there's so many of them. I may publish a list of the top 10 most toxic ingredients that are found in storable foods today, but they include things like corn-derived processed sugars or carbohydrates, as well as hidden forms of MSG, such as yeast extract, autolyzed and hydrolyzed proteins, hydrogenated oils, which contain trans fats and promote cardiovascular heart disease, as well as diminished cognitive function. And then you've got all the cancer-causing ingredients as well, like sodium nitrite in some of the processed meat products and so on. A lot of the beef jerky or dried meats, those products on the market contain sodium nitrite, which is a potent cancer-causing chemical. Now, the good news is you can counteract those nitrosamines that are formed by taking large doses of vitamin C. So the antioxidants in vitamin C will denature the nitrosamines that are formed in stomach acid from eating sodium nitrite, which combines with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach and forms nitrosamines. Vitamin C can completely counteract that. So if you're stuck in a survival situation and all you have is beef jerky, let's say, that's made, cured with sodium nitrite, you have to eat it or die, well, get a lot of vitamin C and you can make it through. But you need vitamin C in order to do that. Otherwise, you're just basically eating cancer. And one of the main reasons that this really matters is because in a survival scenario, you don't have access to hospitals and cancer doctors and, you know, all the pharmaceuticals of modern medicine. If you want those things, you don't have access to them. There is no hospital that you can get to probably in a collapse. So if there was ever a time to not have type 2 diabetes or cancer or heart disease or all the things that are caused by toxic processed food ingredients, then it's in the middle of a survival scenario. That's the time you want to be eating the most wholesome, clean food possible. Food that's non-GMO, that doesn't have pesticides, that's organic, certified organic. And this is why, you know, when it comes to stored food, you got to go organic on the stored food, because you don't want that burden of all those toxic chemicals on your body in the middle of a survival scenario. And I've even told people, because it's really hard to find certified organic storable food. Myself, and there's one other company out there I know of that sells certified organic food buckets, we're both completely sold out all the time. And I think we're making 500 buckets every 2 weeks or something like that, because we have a massive labor shortage, because the insanely stupid Republican senators passed a law to pay people to not work, which is just the dumbest thing ever. I don't know how you're going to have an economic recovery if you pay people to not work. And Trump signed that into law, by the way, which was just a horrible mistake. But because of that, we're not producing very much. So my advice to people is to go to wherever you can find bulk organic food ingredients, like, you know, 10 pounds of quinoa or 10 pounds of organic rice or organic lentils, beans, you know, red beans and black beans, and get organic wheat berries and organic oats, get organic kamut and all these things, lima beans. I mean, load up on these staples and then bring them home and put them into buckets, or what we call pails, the white buckets. You get them like 3.5 gallons or 5 gallon pails. And then you buy the lids with them and you hammer the lids on. And then you put those in a cool storage place and you're probably good for 10 to 15 years. Maybe longer, depending on the food item. It depends on the temperature, of course, for the most part. The cooler you can store those, the longer they're going to last. And the buckets are mouse-proof, unlike food bags. And the buckets are, you know, humidity-proof. They're damage-proof, unlike number 10 cans, which get damaged pretty easily. And the buckets are rust-proof, also unlike number 10 cans, which sometimes they can rust if they're in a very high humid environment. So what you can do right now is go out and get those food buckets, and you can have food right now. And you can, in doing that, save yourself a fortune. Your food dollars can stretch very far. You can have a lot of good, healthy food to consume at relatively little investment. And then you don't have to deal with, you know, the pesticides or the toxins that are in processed food. And if you're going to the grocery store and just purchasing things off the shelf, you should be looking at bags of beans and bags of rice and bags of whole wheat and things like that, and jars of peanut butter, which store actually for quite a long time as well. Things that you know will store. A lot of canned vegetables, even pickles and so on. Jars of salsa, for example. And there are many companies out there that sell canned meats that will also, of course, store for a very long period of time. So there are a lot of things that you can buy off the shelf that are usually just very basic ingredients that you cook with later. Most of your preparedness should not go into ready-to-cook meals unless you think you're going to be moving around a lot, mobile, or camping or something where you don't have the ability to have access to a kitchen. And that's where those meals really shine. You just boil water, you add them to water, and then you cook them in the meals. But for the bulk of your storable food, focus on the staple ingredients. Like I said, quinoa, beans, and rice, and so on, lentils. And that will get you through most of the shortages that are coming, and they'll give you a lot of calories for your dollars. So that's my advice right now. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be happy with the food that you are getting for preparedness. And I want you to be nourished and healthy when these things go down, you know, the civil war that's coming. And if you want to see, you know, we do offer Ranger buckets, as they're called, that are vacuum sealed, very heavy duty vacuum bags, sealed buckets of food staples, like I mentioned, the beans, the quinoa, the wheat, and so on, the lentils, some nuts as well, almonds from time to time, things like that. You can check that out at healthrangerstore.com, but just know that we're usually sold out. It's very rare to find it in stock. If you do see that it's in stock, that's honest. It's true. It's actually in stock. We tell our system how much stock we have, and then when it's sold, the system automatically changes the message to out of stock. So you'll probably see out of stock. But you can also sign up. There's an email alert there where you can be alerted via email when the item is back in stock. And a lot of people have signed up for that on our Ranger buckets, which is one reason why when we have them back in stock, they sell out very quickly, because everybody's getting the email alert that says, oh, it's back in stock, you know? So they go to the store and they buy it, and then it's gone again. So often, if you sign up for an email alert and you actually get the email alert, then you want to take action on it immediately, because even if you wait an hour, it might be gone. That's just the nature of the world today with the food shortages, the increased demand for storable food, the desperation of people who have come to realize that they're stuck in cities, that maybe they had a plan to move away and they never really took action on the plan, and now they're stuck and they need food and they need firearms. They're buying guns like crazy too in the cities. I saw a story the other day that people in New York City are buying ballistic vests at levels that have never been seen before. Ballistic vests. You know, when New Yorkers are buying bulletproof vests, you know things are getting pretty crazy in New York. When your average New Yorker is like, I need a bulletproof vest, then you know it's getting bad. And it is. And because other people have just left the city. They're like, I'm out of here. Same thing in Los Angeles. Same thing in Sacramento or San Francisco even. You know how much inventory of housing now exists in San Francisco? Unsold housing. Massive amount of inventory. Property prices are plummeting. People are getting the F out of those cities. And you need food, you need firearms, you need bullets, you need Band-Aids, you need a bug out location. So if you don't have these things, get ready as quickly as you can. I've got a free 9-hour audiobook called The Global Reset Survival Guide that gives you details on all these things. Lots of details. It's a free book. Just go to globalreset.news to download that book, and it's got a downloadable PDF document with it as well. The PDF document is a printable transcript of the entire 9-hour audiobook, and that allows you to have a hard copy, or you could also hand it to a friend who maybe is hearing impaired and can't listen to the audio. So we have gone to great lengths to bring this information to you in both formats. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com.